take over. We are
Marriage Takeover. It's your girl, Tamika.
It's your boy, E-Rock Nim.
Listen, we keep it real.
We keep it raw.
We keep it uncut.
All day.
We are
Marriage Takeover.
We help couples in crisis win in their marriage by identifying their triggers and breaking generational cycles.
Boom.
So welcome to this month's podcast.
Yes.
We're excited about it.
Gobble, gobble.
Oh, my gosh. So it is Thanksgiving is literally right around the corner.
What y'all cooking?
I know, it's this week, and we are super excited about Thanksgiving and just what it represents, what it means, and being grateful for it.
Yeah.
So we just want to welcome you to our podcast on today.
Yes, so listen, welcome. Don't forget, like, subscribe, share. You know, don't forget that. Like, subscribe, share. And we are so grateful. Honey, yes. This is Thanksgiving. Tell me, what do
Can we pray first?
Oh, my bad. Y'all know we're ready to dive in.
We're going to get started with prayer. God, we thank you. We love you. We honor you, God. We are just so grateful for just who you are, how you breathe over us, Lord.
Yes.
How you watch over us, how you keep us, God, even when we don't want to be kept.
Hmm.
God, how you just make ways for us, how you provide, how you guide, how you strengthen, how you give wisdom,
yes.
How you give us courage and strength,
yes,
God.
Lord.
We thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
How you restore, God, how you heal,
yes.
God, how you just, you sit in the midst of every one of our situations, God, and you give us each the victory.
Yes, you
God,
do.
We thank you for
thank
that.
Thank you, Lord God.
We love you, we honor you, and we're asking that you would just continue to breathe over every household, God, every household that is listening, every couple, every marriage, God, that you would just be glorified in their lives, Lord.
Yes.
That something that is said, that something that is done on this day, Lord, will encourage somebody to continue on, will encourage somebody to give them the faith, God, to keep trusting in you, God, will give them the wisdom to be able to go and to implement and to execute, God,
yep.
Will be able to be a beacon of light to somebody. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So, you were going to ask.
It is Thanksgiving. Honey, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for so many things.
Tell us. We have time. Do you have time? Thank you.
So the short version is I am truly thankful for health. I am thankful for life.
Mm.
I'm thankful for family. And not just family, but for a loving family. I'm thankful for being able to always to see the brighter side of a situation and even in the family. I am, what else am I grateful for? I'm grateful for a sound mind. I am grateful for peace in this season of my life.
Hmm.
I am grateful for this space that God has the season and the space that God has me in right now, and then also the space and the season where God has the both of us in right now. I'm grateful for that.
Amen. That's all right. So deep and
you asked.
Well put together. what I am grateful for.
Oh Lord.
Not a real talk, but what I'm grateful for, man, when I tell you, like, honestly, this year has been phenomenal for me. I'm so grateful. You know, I'm grateful for family. I'm grateful for my wife, my children, my grandchildren. I'm grateful for being a vessel being used by God. I'm grateful for that because I was able to get to know a lot of you even through this process. I'm grateful for you.
Yeah.
As well for, you know, for those that are listening and watching. I'm grateful for you because sometimes we don't know why we go through certain things we go through, but I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful for victory. I'm so thankful that I was able to overcome to show that, yo, there is hope, you know what I'm saying? So I'm so grateful for that. And I'm also grateful, like I said, through this year, I was telling my wife, I'm so grateful for her because through our intimacy, she's were able to see me at a whole nother level, because this year, man, she has given me the best surprise I have ever had in my entire life. And
that
honestly,
was this year, huh?
Yes, it was. And so when I say that was something, when I say I'm so grateful,
yeah,
I'm so grateful. So, you know, those are things that I'm so grateful for. And I'm so grateful because I'm telling you right now, my wife bakes the best sweet potato pie. We can challenge it anytime. I'm grateful for the pie, and I want to get my pie now before Turkey Day. I want my pie. Can we get a pie, please?
Can you get a pie before Turkey Day? No.
Oh, praise
what
the Lord.
What is that flying?
I don't know, baby. Oh, Ladybug.
Oh.
It's all in the studio. It's okay.
It
happens.
Yeah, and I'm also grateful for our Marriage Takeover community as well.
Yeah.
I didn't mention it before, but I am. I truly am grateful. We sent out just kind of in the month of November, and I probably should do it every month, but I like really as it's starting to go towards the end of the year, I really kind of sit down to evaluate life, evaluate what has taken place, evaluate who I've surrounded myself around in this season. And I thank God for the Marriage Takeover community. I know that we started off this year with a very small number, and it has grown and it has blossomed, and you all have come in and supported each other. You have loved on each other. You have encouraged each other. You have fought through some of the battles
with each other
in your marriage. Yeah. Like, I know it wasn't always easy to be able to go through what you've gone through,
yeah,
and to be able to overcome, but you stuck with it. You
yeah.
stuck through it. And so I'm grateful to see the success and the journeys, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And even some of them, I'm grateful to see the successes in the journeys.
Yeah.
I am super grateful for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, so this is awesome. I know y'all like, oh, you're getting mushy. No, listen.
I know.
We is, you know, one thing that we have come to understand that even in this life, we always wait to someone past to talk about how good they have been the whole nine. So I said, you know what? It's time out for that. I'm going to give you your flowers while you're
yeah.
still living. So to every last listener, to everyone that is watching, I'm going to tell you, I am so grateful
yeah.
for you. And I thank you so much for one, listening.
Yes.
For two, saying hey to me when
I
you
know.
See me walking by. And so I'm so grateful to you. And also, I'm so grateful because for you even trusting us to believe and then actually putting it to work and actually seeing your marriage work
yeah.
for the better and even seeing yourself be better, your
yeah.
authentic self. And so this has truly been, it's truly been a blessing. I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
And so we know that it is now turkey time. And I know a lot of y'all got family coming around, and oftentimes we know, granted, because I'm not going to lie to you, God knows I love my mother-in-law. You hear me? I
yeah.
love my mother-in-law. She treated me like I was her only, like I was her own child. I mean, so we ain't do the in-law stuff. It was just, hey, that's my mom, yo, that's my mom. And so, but I know everybody don't have that like me because I'm going to tell you now, whenever mama had showed up, she got on her more than she got on me. But, you know, a lot of times.
What are we talking about today?
I'm getting there.
Short version.
But because the one thing is that, you know, a lot of times family can kind of bring about those certain triggers that
yeah.
we have not really fully uprooted just yet.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? But it's that time where we got to listen. You know how your mom, you know how your people are. You know how we do it. Listen, don't you eat the potato salad. They still put raisins in it. They don't make their potato salad right. You know how it is. So, you know, but it's that time. So, babe, let's dig into it. Let's help the people out before they go jump into this Thanksgiving meal.
Right. Well, just again, so this one is gratefulness, right? We just wanted to be able to just offer a few things for you to consider for the holiday season. So number one, keep the main thing the main thing.
There it is.
Right? it's about family. It's about being grateful. It's about enjoying each other during this season. It's about eating lots of food during this season. It's about reminiscing and laughing during this season.
Right, watching the football game.
Right, so enjoy the family.
Yeah, man.
Don't get caught up in all of the stress of the holiday.
Yeah.
Don't get caught up in all the stress of what's going on.
Right.
Right. I was watching the news yesterday, and I hardly ever watch the news. I was doing some work last night, and the news came on after the game, and I was watching how so many companies are laying people off. Right. Mm. So with the layoffs taking place all across the country, with the increase of the prices with the food, with the increase in the prices of the gas, like, things are crazy. And then you already know, on top of that, your family is your family.
Right.
Some of us have amazing families. Some of us don't. But the reality is once we got married, once we said, I do,
they became a part of it.
They became a part of your family.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether you like it or not. Whether it's your cup of tea or not. I'll share with you all, when we first got married. Oh, no, we were dating still. We weren't even married yet.
It probably went into that marriage.
We were dating, and love Eric's mom to life. And she's chewed tobacco. And I did not understand that culture of chewing tobacco. I don't care what color you were, what it looked like. It was just, and I grew up, at least I like to say I grew up in the country. But my side of the country was a little totally different from Eric's side of the country.
So let's just say, when I went to her house, I needed to be back across the train tracks before a certain time.
Those of you
that understand, you know where I'm coming from.
I think we were more city than we were country.
Either way, I still had to get across the train tracks. Else, blue lights was going to be behind me. Go ahead.
My great grandmother, she purchased land a great portion of land. So it was kind of like a compound, if you will. It wasn't a plantation. Now, my grandmother used to work on a farm. My grandmother, my great uncles, they all used to work on a farm. But the money that they earned, they were able to go and buy. I don't even know how many acres of land.
It's
but
a lot of land.
All of her children, she had 10 children.
Yeah,
all of her children
have
houses on this land.
That's a big land.
So you can literally walk to everybody's house.
Yeah.
So we're kind of a close-knit big family.
But the houses were really spaced out, though.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of land. It's a lot of land. Go ahead, I'm going to start.
Right. No. So, like, I considered that because it was just like, for me, I guess, growing up, it was kind of like country because it wasn't like a suburban neighborhood. Now it is a suburban neighborhood. But growing up, it wasn't. So my identity, like what we knew, like we would go out in the cornfield and we would cut corn, cut cane sugar, shell peas.
Cornfield over there was a cane.
Cane sugar, so it was cane. We shell peas. We picked watermelons. We did tomatoes. Like, we did all of that stuff just because my great grandmother and my family, like, they understood what came from the earth.
Grandma seen it. Come on now.
What came from the earth was good. So for me, that was country. But I get over to Eric's side of the family.
Yes, sir. Now, that's cornfield. Yeah, that's tobacco land.
That is.
Yeah.
I don't even think you guys had a whole lot of land over there.
Yeah, that's not that that feels. Now, we might
not
have owned a lot. Where I grew up at?
No, it was like a neighborhood where you grew up. It was
I was in a suburban neighborhood where I grew up. Right.
So, but that tobacco, like, that was a real thing. I'll never forget, we were in high school. Maybe we had just graduated from high school.
Oh,
and
no!
We was
in Jacksonville at my brother's in-law's house for a cookout.
Oh,
and I took her with me.
God.
So she was walking towards somewhere. She was getting ready to pass my mom. And my mom said, "Ding, you know how it is."
Nah, she already didn't like me. I think she did it on purpose. But I walked by and tobacco came out of her mouth. Let's just say I was not ready for that type of substance to come from somebody's mouth.
Me and my sister was dying laughing.
And I think I gagged in that moment.
I
was not ready.
Me and my sister died not laughing. Yeah.
I was not ready. And so I was just like, and this was before we got married.
Yeah.
So now think about this, and I have not met all of his family. But think about this in a perspective of, okay, this is what I'm about to marry. this is who is going to be coming over to holiday dinners and birthday parties, and this is what we're going to be doing. And I was just like,
yeah, that thing was fun.
I don't know if we could do this. Now that we got married, we're into this thing. I'll never forget the first time she came to visit.
Lord have mercy.
And
let us pray. Like you got to tell the story. If you enjoy doing something,
you do something, right?
Right.
But when you come to somebody else's house, you have to respect their home. And I don't think that she was ready for that conversation.
Ooh.
And I think that she just wasn't ready for that conversation because we were the youngest.
Right.
He's the baby.
Baby of the family, right.
So we were the youngest of all of his siblings that were married.
Yeah.
And everybody else, you know, they were... like
everybody else did their own thing.
I was just cut from a different cloth. Yeah, and I don't ever really move with the motion and the flow.
I told y'all, mine was a thug.
And so there were just certain boundaries that we had to set.
Right.
And so what we did was we had to... Eric and I had to have a conversation.
Wait a minute. Are you going to tell this right? Go ahead.
Yeah, so we had to have a conversation about what we were going to welcome into our home and what we were going to allow into our home. And it was important for us to be on the same page, no matter what the chaos or the ruckus was going to be caused outside of the external element.
Because we had just had Eric, too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we had just had our son, and she was chewing tobacco. Now, I don't know nothing about tobacco. I just know that it was disgusting.
So, triggers, man.
And so, through this process, we had to set up those boundaries. And I didn't want her kissing my baby with the tobacco. And so, I had to make that very clear. And I tried to do it the nicest way I knew how.
I must say, it was a peaceful communication of setting the boundary.
And her feelings were hurt. I think because, number one, she was not expecting for her son, number one, to address the issue. And then, number two, it was something that she was not able to do. But she respected the fact that it was our home. Right? I think we found some. She has smelled some meat or something. No? Okay. So, yeah. So, no. So, I said all that to say, even in this season, right, you have to communicate to your spouse in advance. Y'all sit down, have the conversation, talk about those boundaries.
Yeah, because
and make sure that you're on one accord and you are in agreement.
And even in our young years, the thing is that I still kept the main thing.
Yeah,
and which was us, because you understand, mom's gonna go home. She's gonna go. She's gonna fly back home. She's gonna continue to live her life. But then now I got to stay and deal with the main thing. Because even while we were setting boundaries, no, she did not choose. We actually sat down. We actually talked about them. So I asked, like, it was like, hey, now just let me know how you feel. Because granted, when you've grown up with your family, you already kind of know what to expect. And so it's the same thing with her family. She already know what to expect, but she has to hear how I feel and why I feel the way I feel. And so, and that's what I did. I said, but that's okay. I can understand that. And it's keeping the main thing because, like, listen, because especially when you bring your family to your house, it's not saying that, oh, we're this, we're that, and the other. But it's like, nah, because at the end of the day, I don't want to hear how you felt that I didn't respect you because I let them do all of this other stuff. That whole nine. It's like, nah, that's not what we're doing. So it's like, hey, let's make sure we keep the main thing. And what is the main thing? The main thing is us. We can always enjoy family, but there are times that you, because this is the thing, can't nobody come in between you when you come together and agree.
When you're united.
When you agree and when you are united, you can't let nobody else come in between that because at the end of the day, guess what? You still got, this is where you're at because you got to understand, even when family comes around, what happened? Husband, take your wife and leave your mom and them, your mom and dad and them. What is he saying? Meaning that you, it's time for you to now set your own path, to build your own legacy off of that branch, if you will. And so, and that's the thing, that you got to make sure you keep the main thing as you continue to move forward. But you got to make sure that you set the boundaries, even if you're going to their house. You are, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody's not coming to the house, but you may be traveling. But at the same time, you got to make sure you keep the main thing. Because guess what? There was one time, don't get me wrong, I love my mom, who was in Alaska. It was in the dead of winter. We come home to Florida, and my mom wanted me.
It
wasn't
the dead of winter. It was May, but it had just finished snowing in Alaska.
It was still 30 degrees when we left.
It was
so
it was
the and to come leave there and come to 90 degree weather in Florida
with humidity.
It was totally different. Mom's like, "Hey, can you cut the grass?" Woo! I did not know how to tell my mama no. I did not know, but I knew. I was like, "Baby, get all the water." And it was early in the morning too. It was like 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm gonna never forget this. 7 o'clock in the morning. It was already 80 degrees outside. I said, I'm about to go out here and pass out, Lord. Because at this time, we had been in Alaska for so long. So our blood was a lot thicker because of, you know, the temperatures and whatnot. Man, I was like, she was like, "Babe, what you doing?" I said, "I'm going to go out here and cut the grass." She said, "Oh, no, you not." I was like, I said, "Listen," I said, in the room like a little kid while she went out there. Mama, he can't cut the grass. Who you know him use to cut your grass? We'll pay him to come and cut it. Ooh, that thing. I just heard my baby. She was going, she's like, "Listen, he got to come back home with me. I don't want to have to go to the ER because he done passed out off a heat stroke." I was like, "Ooh," and I'm sitting in the room. You tell her, baby. Because I didn't want to cut that grass. I knew what was going to happen to me.
Let's talk about that. Can we unpack that for a minute?
I don't care.
So why was it difficult? Why were you afraid to say no to your mom?
Because that's mama. You don't tell mama no. Come on. You don't tell mama no because you don't know. Because hear me. I think if I had said something, I don't think that she could know. Matter of fact, I did say something. I was like, "Well, mom, it's hot outside. This heat I'm not used to." "Well, you used to live here." "I don't know more." So it was different. It was a little difficult. But she was like, "Oh, come on, you know, all this other stuff." I got what she was saying, but I was just like, "All right, I'll cut it." Mind that, we're talking about almost an acre and a half, so with a push mower, at 7 o'clock in the morning, it was already 80 degrees outside. But Jesus.
So I guess what I want to unpack is, because I'm sure... whether we were, because I mean, for us, we were still newlyweds, right? So there was still a level of separation that I think his mom and him still had to have because they were so used to being there together. She was a single mom. He was the last one out of the house. And she did a lot, right, for him. And just their relationship.
Right.
Even today.
Because I'm a mama's boy. Mama's boy.
Definitely mama's
boy. That's why I couldn't tell mama no, because I'm a mama's boy.
Even today, like, they still talk every day. Almost every day.
That's my mama.
Right? And I'm okay with that, but I think that there was a level of separation that needed to take place. And if truth be truly told, sometimes I don't think we truly understand what it means when it says to cleave to your wife.
Right.
And in that space of you being a mama's boy, whether it was us being newlyweds or whether that's somebody else who has been married now for 10, 15 years that is still having that problem, how do you overcome that to be able to set the boundaries for your marriage?
Well, it's the key word was cleave. See, like I said, we was newlyweds then, so a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying, we were still learning as we grew. But the thing was, she recognized that it wasn't healthy for me to be out there in the hot sun doing that heavy manual work with that thick blood. And so from that, because, yeah, you're talking borderline heat stroke.
And I don't think I don't think everybody understands that.
The different climates.
Well, not even the different climates, but sometimes...
your body change?
People don't understand when things change and how to shift with the change.
That's good.
And when you don't understand it, and oftentimes it's your family members who don't understand that, because when you sometimes leave from being home,
from the nest,
right? You leave from where you grew up, you leave and you explore and you go and you travel and when you leave your home, where you grew up, where you were raised, you leave that area, you want to go for greater. You want to go for better. You want to go to be able to establish something on your own.
Right.
And oftentimes when you do that, you mature.
Right.
You grow up, progress. Yeah. Like, there is a progressive change that takes place mentally,
right,
emotionally, physically. You understand wealth. You understand different dynamics and different things and a different mindset shift,
mm-hmm,
that you didn't understand
when you were raised
sometimes. Right.
And then you even find out the new stuff about you.
Right.
That did not have the capacity of actually knowing because of where you were and how you were raised. Because oftentimes you got to look at it that when we're talking about being raised, it's so that you can be able to fly on your own. But then there's a lot of times that you be like, oh my God, I didn't really know that I knew how to do this. Well, someone had to put those keys in you. You just never had the opportunity to have to utilize those keys in order to do what you need to do. And so those things are great, that you find out when you leave the nest.
The challenge, though, is that your family still holds you to who you were when you left.
Yeah. And I'm so serious because
that's the challenge.
Because I didn't recognize that until my son went off to college, and then when he came back, I was like, because I was still holding him to who he was before he left.
Yeah.
But not who he is because he grew and matured because he had to face life.
Right.
And it was just like, yo.
And that's the challenge.
Yeah.
So in the midst of the challenge, we still hold people to who it was they were.
Uh-huh.
And then when you go back home for the holidays, it's who you were.
Right.
Right? When you come back home and you send us out of those settings, or even when they come visit you, it's who you were. And so sometimes they are amazed at, wow, man, you done come up. You've done this. You've done that.
But still,
and they're still holding
you left.
Right. To the little boy that you were before you left, or the little girl that you were before you left. And sometimes you were in your broken state.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you've blossomed, or now that you've grown, or now that you are no longer where you were, now it's helping them to shift so that you can now set boundaries,
right,
to say, hey, listen, I'm not there anymore.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, not only am I not there, but listen, we can't do this anymore.
Right.
So when you come to our home, listen, my wife likes things a certain way. I like things a certain way. Let's just make sure not to say that we want you on pins and needles. We want you to feel welcome. We want you to feel at home, but just relax and chill.
Yeah, just
like know that you don't control this environment.
Get somewhere and sit down. That's it.
Right.
I'm telling you, my mom loves to help. And I have mama, sit down, relax, just chill. Just chill.
I'll tell y'all this. Can I share this?
Just, I don't know what you're about to share. Just settle down. That's what I
from
need
from the last
to do.
Visit when I was home?
When you were home?
Yeah.
When you went home?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I don't know.
So,
I wasn't there.
So, the last time we went home,
I wasn't there.
Last time I went home, my daughter and I went to go visit my grandmother. She's got Alzheimer's. And we went back home to just celebrate her and be with her and enjoy her life while she's here. And I went to go and visit my mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And she had just gotten her house renovated. So she was just moving back into her space. And there were ants that she didn't notice,
mm-hmm,
by the front and the back of her door.
Right.
And so immediately when I noticed that, I was alarmed. And I knew that, number one, when the ants are where they are and they have their trail, you try not to disturb the trail without putting down something to get rid of the ants, whether it's the ant bait, whether it's powder, whatever it is.
Right.
And so I knew this. Now, Eric's mother is very wise. She is very intelligent. And so my instructions to her were, you sit where you are. I'm going to go to the store and get, which was not far away.
Right.
I'm going to go to the store.
Get the bait.
Let me get the bait and the stuff that I need to be able to destroy them,
mm-hmm,
and then I'll be right back. But do not bother the ants.
Yeah.
I come back, y'all.
Trail all jacked up.
She done swept the ants. She done moved the ants. She done... I just came back. And I said, promise me that you will not bother these ants. I promise I ain't gonna bother them. I get back, y'all. It's like a pile of... You know how when you sweep the floor and you got the little pile of the dirt that's in the floor, you just need to get the dust broom? She got the debris. It's some ants over there. And then I'm like, well, where did the ants go?
Yeah.
Well, I killed them. I couldn't do that. I didn't... What did I ask you to do, boo? Like, it was real simple. And I was like, not everywhere. Because they scatter. And once you scatter them, then you got to figure out right where they get the trail back. Or else you just going to have hundreds of little ants everywhere. So I was just like, are we serious right now? So it was like, she likes to help. Mm-hmm. But sometimes the help is not necessarily a benefit. And so it's an understanding to say, sometimes we just need you to just relax.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
Because we really want to make sure that we're helping you, that we're supporting you, that we enjoy this moment.
Right.
That's
right.
The biggest thing. We just want to enjoy this moment. I don't want to have to come back and be here for hours trying to find out where all the little bitty ants went.
Right.
Because if we kept them in the trail, we could have just put them out of bait, and I could have just enjoyed that time with her.
Yeah. And that's when you sit back and look at, and you look at, like, even during this time frame, yeah, you know, we all come in the kitchen, we all cooking,
right.
we all doing the thing, enjoying family.
And everybody make the best of everything.
Right. And it's like, that's the thing. We laugh, we joke, but at the same time, because granted, we're still people. And so, yeah, there might be some things that, how can you say, there might be some things that might have taken place, but it's like, yo, I need to talk to you about it. You know what I'm saying? But all we're saying is, like, even during this time, enjoy each other, because, man, there's so much that's going on today to where in these days, man, to where it's like sometimes you might not get that second chance.
Right.
But at the same time, you want to make sure that you keep the main thing and keep it rolling, because because when you're talking about wealth, man, there's nothing better than family. Man, that love, that camaraderie, keeping it going. Yeah. Granted, yeah, because yeah, your family helps boost you. I understand that we are every family got issues.
Right.
It doesn't even matter. So, but it's how we continue to work through it. Because guess what? When you keep the main thing, you're straight. Because you gotta remember, it's what goes on in your house is what y'all allow, because this is what y'all agreed on. You know what I'm saying?
And love them for who they are.
Yeah, man.
They are who they are. If they gonna talk, if they gonna be messy, if they gonna just love them for who they are.
Right.
Because the reality is who they are, that's who they're going to be.
Right. That's it.
And you can't change them.
Mm-mm.
So enjoy, like, just love who they are. Right? Don't wait until Thanksgiving to try to change somebody.
Right.
To try to stop them from smoking. Right. Just love them
just
for who they
are. And enjoy.
You know Uncle Junebug gonna lie. He gonna get together.
Yeah,
he gonna tell all of these different stories. Like, just love him, Uncle Junebug. We appreciate you.
Junebug. We know we love you.
We appreciate you.
Yeah. And that's the thing, man, because it's all about the joy. Because when you sit back and look at it, man, be thankful. You know what I mean? Because you look at it. Everybody that started this year with you, a lot of them might not have ended, not going to be able to end this year with you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, our hearts, because we know even during this time frame, you know, the loved ones that, you know what I'm saying, that I don't want to use the word that was lost along the way, but during this time frame, thank you, babe. That are no longer with us. Yeah, our hearts goes out too, because we understand.
Yeah.
We understand that. You know what I'm saying? Because God knows, you know, I thank God for my mother-in-law that is with the Lord now. But man, I still sit back like, man, I sit and laugh at certain stuff, because I just know, because she was with us one Thanksgiving when the ham that she bought, I the base that thing had that thing ready. I mean, I'm talking had the cherries, had the pineapples, had that thing, had the kale laid down, sit on, man, set that thing, crunch. What? Because the plastic was still wrapped on the ham, John. Man, I had to cook the ham with the plastic. But anyway, but it's, and it's just those enjoyments, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't, they don't know. And I'm looking forward to this year because sister-in-law is coming through, so I'm I'm ready to sit back and crack
every
up.
Year.
I'm ready to sit back and crack and up with her
year,
again.
Yeah, every year is something funny.
Yeah,
every
so we're going to sit back
the two of us get in the kitchen, me and my
Lord
sister.
Lord Jesus.
Now, y'all already know, so if you already follow us in Kitchen Conversations, and you're already in our community, you already know I'm not the best cook. Like, I can do some really good side dish. Like, my collard greens are normally really good.
A mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is normally really good.
A sweet potato pie.
And a sweet potato pie.
I'm always
Everything
on the grill.
Everything else is a little hit or miss.
I'm always on the grill.
Yeah, so the two of us together, and she's a vegetarian. So
think about that. I was like, listen, we're going to have to cook your greens to the side, child. Listen, I need them ham hocks in my greens.
How do you do greens without a meat content? Like,
hey,
I don't even.
You better pour some oil in there.
Yeah, I don't even know. But yeah, we're going to figure it out.
Pour some oil in there. Hey, you got to saute them greens. No, I need mine in that pot liquor. Come right. on, y'all know that pot liquor. Give mine with them fat backs and them ham hocks.
Right.
Turkey necks, whichever one.
Right.
It don't even matter, Slim. I need mine with some of that in there.
And so for you all who have lost a loved one in this season, or have lost a loved one this year, this might be the first, you know, holiday or the first Thanksgiving without them. Or maybe it's not the first Thanksgiving. It doesn't make it any easier. Just make sure that you don't isolate yourself.
Yeah, man. Don't isolate yourself.
Don't isolate yourself. And we are praying for you, we're praying with you because we know that this time of the season is really hard for many people.
Yeah.
And I know what it's like because I've been there for, you know, it's been 22 years this year that my mom transitioned and it hasn't gotten any easier. So I just want you to know that it's important to make sure that you don't isolate yourself.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that I didn't do after she did pass as I didn't go home as often. I didn't want to go home as often just because it was more painful. Being there, being in the environments, you know, where we laughed, where we drove, where we were, where we ate, you know, where we enjoyed life together. It was very difficult. So what I did not do was go home. And when I went home this past September, it was so great to be around family. And everybody was just like, we haven't seen you. And like our kids, our kids don't know a lot of my side of the family.
Right.
So for the first time, my daughter was meeting some of my cousins and, you know, my uncles and all of the people. And it was so great for her to be able to see them because she was the last one born. She's just 13. Now, my son has gone a couple of times, but he doesn't really remember everybody because it's been so long. So it was at least 15 years since I had really been home to really like enjoy
family. Right.
And, they were just like, you know, we miss you. We haven't been around and, you know, we don't even really know the kids. And so that's one part of my life. And they were like, well, and I was, you know, and I was honest. Listen, it was painful to be able to come home every year and to be amongst family. My mom wasn't here. And they were like, we get it. Like, she was amazing, but we still love you too. And we still wanted to see you. We still wanted to be a part of your life. And so that's the one thing that I could have changed. Now, I still had my family here. But if I could have changed that moment,
the extended family.
With the extended family, I would have to get home more often, to be around my extended family more often. And so I would just encourage you not to isolate yourself.
Yeah, don't
because
do that.
It's easy to do that.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one thing because you know, I don't not trying to but when you just sit back and look at it though, man, it's like, yo, it's family. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you know, my thing is, you don't always have to be blood to be family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, man, I love you for who you are. I love you for, you know what I'm saying, for what you do. I love you for what you don't do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it makes who you, I love you because of you. And so, and that's the thing, you know, and a lot of times we sit back and like, yo, you know, because everybody, you know what I'm saying, might have had to deal with some abandonment issues, but guess what? Someone still wrapped their arms around you. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of look at that. It's like, you know what? You might not have been my birth family, but yo, you treat me like family. And that's the awesome thing because, you know, for us, like this year for Thanksgiving, we're partnering with Rhema Worship Center. Like I said, so we're partnering with Rhema Worship Center, and we're going to feed that morning. We're going to feed the homeless and the less fortunate. You know what I'm saying? Because granted, we already know how it feels, but then once we're done, we get to come back and enjoy each other. So guess what? I'm going to enjoy them while we're there serving them as well. And so, because when you sit back, you begin to just look at it like, God, I thank you, because if my mistake that I made could have went a whole nother way, our outcome would have been so different. Yeah. No matter how it looked, it could have been so different. Yeah. And so, therefore, during this time of Thanksgiving, you just like, you know what? You know, Lord, I thank you. Even though how this holiday started was jacked up, but still, you know, how we're looking at it is that time of just, you know, taking our moment of just really thinking about, man, if I had made this decision during this time frame, because look at it, man, COVID has taken out so many people, but yet you're still here to tell the story.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You're still here, still breathing, still pushing. You got something to be grateful for. Yeah. And if you lost that loved one, guess what? You still have something to be grateful for, because guess what? All the wonderful memories, all the stuff that they instilled in you, the things they taught you, the things that you are still working out from what they deposited in your life.
Yeah.
Man, it's like, it's awesome. You know what I'm saying? So be grateful for those things. Be thankful for those things.
And make sure you're also forgiving people.
Yeah, man.
Right? Life is short. Just forgive. Like, it's not, when you forgive somebody, it's not saying that what they did was okay. But what you are saying is that you are releasing you're releasing the power that you gave to them.
Right.
Right? And you're saying that you are
giving
up the right to hurt somebody else because they hurt you. Thank you, baby.
I got you. I knew where you was going.
Yeah. And release that thing, right? Because sometimes we have held on to that bitterness, that anger, that hurt, how somebody treated you when you were little, when you were that little girl or that little boy. And so when you get around the extended family, the rest of the family for the holidays, you can't truly enjoy it because you are holding on to this bitterness and this resentment and this guilt and this anger because of what somebody said to you, because of what somebody did to you, and how somebody didn't defend what they said and did to you.
Come on.
And so it's important that even in this time that you do go through the process of forgiving.
Yeah, forgive.
Right? Because you want to enjoy life. Yeah. The forgiveness is for you. It, like, they have moved on with the rest of their life, and most of the time, they don't even realize what it was they did, what they said. They have moved on, and they doing all this other kind of stuff.
Right.
So make sure that you are going through that process of forgiving in this season.
Letting that thing go, man. Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
And then be mindful of your triggers.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because something might have happened to you when you were younger, or because, you know, your own personal triggers when somebody says something or when somebody does something, you respond a certain way. Be mindful of that this holiday season.
Yeah.
Because it's not that somebody is intentionally trying to attack you, that somebody is intentionally trying to make you upset or intentionally trying to belittle you. That may not be the case. Right? So you be mindful of your triggers. And instead of, you know, jumping to accusations, just ask the question, hey, like, what did you mean when you say that?
What was your
intent when you said that?
Yeah.
And sometimes that'll pull, you know, it'll question somebody when they, because, you know, people don't normally ask that.
Right.
You normally would just take that thing in, you'll be offended, and you'll keep going on with your offense, and then your behavior start to change around them. You start bottling up some, again, resentment, bitterness. You start isolating yourself, like all the different triggers, right? You start popping off at the mouth. You go from 0 to 100. You do all these different things because those are your triggers.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't ever communicate, like, what's really going on? Or even ask the question. Sometimes we can mitigate a whole lot of stuff that starts playing around in our mind by just asking the question, hey, what did you mean by that?
Right.
What was your intent?
Right.
So don't let these little misunderstandings and, you know, these little shenanigans and miscommunications hinder you from having a great time this holiday season.
Right. Man, this has been awesome. So I'm telling you, I know time is wide enough. So we're grateful for you all joining us on this Thanksgiving episode of the podcast. You have anything else?
I do.
What you got?
Give me one second. Okay, so one of the things that I want to leave you with, Proverbs 19:11.
Mm-hmm.
It says, good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook an offense.
Mm.
So when it comes to you being offended, right, and sometimes we're so easily offended.
Right.
Somebody can look at us and we offended. Why is she looking at me? Who, you might just be cute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes it's not always a bad thing.
Right.
So, hey, how you doing? Speak. I was out with my daughter one day this weekend. We were at Starbucks, as a matter of fact. We were at Starbucks because she loved her and Eric loved them some Starbucks. And
the
so
set, we enjoy Starbucks.
Right. So they
this ain't a plug for Starbucks. We just saying we like Starbucks.
Okay, so they were at a coffee shop.
It's too late now. It's in there.
And she goes, like, I watch her. She's a big girl now, so I watch her when she goes in and she does a little order on the app. She can go and pick up her drink and she can come back. And so there were some other people standing around inside of the shop. And she looked and she said, she came back to the car and she was like, that lady, did you see that girl looking at me, Mom? And I was like, what do you mean she was looking at you? I said, she was looking at you because she was cute. She was like, is that what it was? I said, she was looking at you because she was cute. I said, what other reason is she looking at you? I said, did you speak? She said, no, I was trying to figure out why she was looking at me. I said, oh, next time speak. So it's about changing the culture and changing the narrative around why you think somebody is doing something or saying something.
Right.
So instead of you going and thinking that negative thing, hey, what did you mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
That way it shuts off and it eliminates you trying to get this offense or harbor this offense or even allow the offense to start and to fester.
Right, right.
And then you nip it in the bud right where it is, because oftentimes when they communicate or when they do something or say something, it's really not what you thought that it was.
Right, 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 right.
So don't allow you to be around. And sometimes, like, your family, y'all know y'all family. Like, I got an aunt that I know when she says something, she mean it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who she is. So guess what I do? I love her for who she is.
And I don't take it down, and I'm not easily offended.
Right.
I know who she is. Right. Right.
Like, there, I wouldn't do half of the things that she does, but baby, I love you for who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And we keeping it moving.
And we're gonna have
because life is short.
Enjoy it. Right.
You never know that next moment, the next opportunity where you will not see a loved one again.
Yeah.
And so during this holiday season, I just want to, we wanted to just stop by.
Yeah.
Y'all, not long.
Just stop by.
Just stop by for you to help you to identify, like, just some key things.
Just recognize those moments, you know?
So, number one, just to do a recap, right? Keep the main thing the main thing.
Keep it the main thing, Slim.
Number two, set your boundaries. And set your boundaries before your family gets there.
Yeah.
Don't do it while they're there.
Set your boundaries before you get to your folk them house.
Right.
Don't do it while you there.
Right. And then, and that's around your finances too.
Everything.
Right? Around the shopping. What you gonna get? What you gonna cook?
Because you know Black Friday does. Y'all know y'all. Girl, let's go.
Right.
Ooh, come on now.
Set your boundaries.
Yeah.
Number three, being able to love the family, love the people for who they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Love them for who they are. You can't change them. Love them for who they are.
Right.
And truth be told, they're probably older and set in their ways anyway. So just love them for who they are.
Love them for who they
are. Enjoy them. Laugh with them. Be like, now you know good and well. You know good and well. He lying out his teeth. That's the old folk you say. You lying out your teeth. You lying out your teeth. I don't know how else you gonna lie, but you lying out your teeth.
Right.
So enjoy them and love them for who they are.
Right.
And then number four, forgive.
Forgive.
Right. Forgive.
Forgive.
And then number five, be mindful of your triggers.
Yes, be mindful of them joints.
Right? Y'all enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday. We have some sales that are coming up for the Black Friday offer, so make sure that you take care, do that, and support a small business this Saturday.
Yeah.
Right? Make sure that you're getting out there and you're supporting a small business. We're going to have the small businesses in our community displayed as well, so you'll get all those emails. And just have fun.
Have fun,
man. Right? Eat lots of food. Laugh a lot. What else? Cry until laugh until you cry. Right?
Because I'm a buster good, I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
Full of food, watch the game, you know how you do it.
Right.
Fix your plate, eat watching the game, fall asleep on the game, wake up in the fourth quarter, eat again, go back to sleep, grab a piece of cake, grab some water, leave the soda alone, yeah, and enjoy. Have fun, man, because that's all I'm going to do. I promise you that.
Yeah, that's all we got.
That's it. Hey, listen. Don't forget, Thursday night, we're still going to do a kitchen conversation. We're going to jump on real quick. So, hey, if you're down, we'll see you. If not, we'll see you later.
All right, y'all. We're grateful for you. Thank you so much for being a part of the community.
Yeah.
If you're not connected with us, please make sure that you like, subscribe, and share. Join the community. We'd love to have you, love on you. And thank you for loving on us. We so appreciate that.
We appreciate you.
We so appreciate that.
Yes, we do.
Sometimes I don't think people realize what we go through, right? Life still be lifing for us.
Yeah, it still be lifing.
And we still show up. And we still love on you, and we still serve, because we want to make sure that we see you win inside of your marriage.
Right.
And so the fact that you're still showing up for us means
a whole lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're eternally grateful for you. Praise
you. So, Lord, we thank you. We honor you. We praise you. Just continue to bless each household that's represented, that you will continue to have your way in their life, that you would give them joy, peace, love, understanding throughout this holiday season, that you would give them favor, that you would pour out your blessings upon them and their family, that, God, you would keep them all in perfect health and in perfect peace in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Listen, I'm your girl, Tamika.
I'm your boy, E. Rocknum.
And this is Marriage Takeover.
Signing out. Take over.
Guess what?
Hey!
It's Black Friday!
Yes, it is!
Y'all, we are super excited. This is, I think, our very first Black Friday special we've ever had with Marriage Takeover.
Yep.
So we want to make sure that you take full, complete advantage of this, right? Everything is going to be 44 cents off.
Wait, hold on. Say that again.
40% off.
What? 40%? Let us pray.
So it's 40% off of everything.
Everything.
We got 40% off of the book bundle.
Uh-oh.
We got 40% off of the t-shirt in the book bundle. That's going to be a new product.
Uh-oh.
We got 40% off of the courses.
Uh-oh.
We got 40% off of the retreat tickets.
Mm. Now, y'all might want to get that one now.
40% off. Listen, you don't want to miss it.
Don't miss it.
We're running our sale from Thanksgiving Day to December 1st.
Mm.
So you got from Thanksgiving to December 1st to go in there and get all those offerings. Again, that's the t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
You got the t-shirts. You got the book bundle. You got the t-shirt and the book bundle.
Yep.
You have the courses, and you got the coaching, our coaching services, and the retreat tickets.
Yep. And listen, even if you might be in that place right now, so you can go ahead on and grab your spot so that you can grab your retreat tickets, because it's going to be on and popping. You better grab it now, because once December 1st, it's gone.
Right. We're super excited about that. And if you want to go ahead and take advantage of all of those, it's going to be at marriagetakeover.com/Black Friday.
Mm.
So make sure that you do that. marriagetakeover.com/Black Friday. All right, you guys. We love you. We appreciate you. Don't miss that sale.